That's our exclusive Listen to Ghostbusters party anthem. Hope y'all enjoy that.
Welcome to DS106 Radio. My name is Michael, and I'm here with my group, Senioritis 106.
You're here with Shalini,
Pooja,
and Rudy.
Today, we would like some calls in for talking about your fall experiences.
Any Halloween stories?
Or any crazy stories that you've experienced?
Thanks for tuning in to DS106 Radio with Pooja Patel and Shalini. What's your name?
My name is Gigi Abdulmonia, and I'm a senior at Mary Washington, also a biology major.
Oh, that's really cool. What are your experiences with the autumn season, whether it be like Halloween, any spooky stories, jokes, etc.? Tell us a little.
I love Halloween. It's actually one of my favorite holidays. One funny story that I do have about Halloween was when I went to Fright Fest at King's Dominion. I think it's awesome, but I took my roommate with me, and it's the first time she's ever went, and she's from Connecticut, so she, like, there's no King's Dominion up there. Uh-huh. And so when we were walking into, like, the haunted forest or whatever, she had such bad anxiety that her boyfriend had to carry her through the little dark area. And then she was hyperventilating, and they had to get a wheelchair to bring her out because she was so scared. So she spent, as we were, like, walking around and, like, doing all the haunted houses and the roller coasters, she spent the entire day at Starbucks with her boyfriend.
Aww.
Terrifying.
Yeah, that's really terrifying.
But I think it would be a funny story if I was there.
Yeah, I think I would have laughed if I was there, too.
It's hilarious, because now we, like, always joke about it, and she always talks about how much she hates Halloween and how much she doesn't like anything scary or spooky.
Aw. Well, hopefully next time she has a good experience.
She won't come next time.
Here on with Mike.
Okay, so I'm here with Ariel talking about fall. Are you liking this change in the fall weather?
Yeah, I like the cold.
Okay, so is fall your favorite season?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So you like cold weather instead of
I don't like cold. I like the 60s and like high 50s, and that's like fall. And I like the colors.
Oh, yeah. This is, like, perfect for you?
Yeah, it's perfect weather.
And how about Halloween? Is it your favorite holiday?
No.
No?
I don't really do much for Halloween.
No. You don't dress up or anything?
No. I don't know. I used to,
okay.
But now I don't.
Do you go to parties now? No?
It depends. Like, this year I think it's on a Wednesday, so I'm probably not doing anything. But if it's on, like, a weekend, then maybe I'll do something, but nothing too exciting.
Okay, do you have a favorite fall memory or Halloween memory? Like your favorite costume, favorite party? Or...
I remember, this is really lame, but when I was younger, my brother is a lot younger than me. He's 9 years younger. So I remember his first Halloween, and it was really cute. I think he dressed up as Spider-Man.
Okay.
My mom dressed him up. He was like a little baby, and it was really cute. So that's like a memory I have.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hey, looks like we have another call for Mike.
Okay, so I'm here with Christine, talking to her about fall, the season. So are you enjoying this transition into fall weather?
Yes, I am.
And is fall your favorite season?
It actually is. My birthday's in the fall. I like the weather.
Okay, so you like colder weather as opposed to...
Cooler weather, and I like the changing colors.
Okay.
Of the leaves, and...
So leaves are your, like, one of your favorite things about fall. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
And do you have a favorite fall memory?
I think when I was a kid, I used to like to go to pumpkin pads, go on hay rides. Again, my birthday's in the fall, so my mom always threw a bunch of Halloween kind of birthday parties.
Okay. And what about Halloween? Is it your favorite holiday?
Actually, it's not at all. I don't actually like Halloween because I don't like dressing up.
No?
No. So I usually don't dress up for Halloween.
Okay.
It's not one of the things I like about fall, but I do like the weather.
Do you go to Halloween parties or anything like that?
Sometimes, but I don't really dress up anymore. I used to when I was a kid. I think I was more comfortable when I was a kid. Now it kind of feels a little awkward.
Well, thank you very much.
Shalini, it looks like we have another caller tuning in to DS106 Radio.
Oh, this is great. It looks like everybody loves this subject. Can I ask who's calling in?
Manisha Kumar.
And where are you from, Manisha?
Fredericksburg, Virginia.
All right. So can you tell us something you like about October?
October, I like the fall season, the leaves falling, the weather is not too hot, not too cold, perfect. Halloween.
Do you have any cool stories for Halloween?
Yeah, so this one time I went to Virginia Tech for a Halloween party, and there was a guy on a balcony dressed up as the Burger King guy, and all of a sudden he starts throwing things, and we're like, what is he throwing? And he's throwing real burgers.
Oh my God.
I thought I'd been all over that.
Did you eat one? Did you get one?
I did, me and my friend, and one of my friends got hit on the head, but, you know, we didn't care. We were just like, burger!
Sounds like a pretty cool story.
Do you have any childhood memories of Halloween? Carbon pumpkin?
Oh, yeah. Well, one time I was a cheerleader, a Barbie cheerleader, for Halloween, and I went, and I was trick-or-treating, and it was raining, so my mom and dad were driving me and my cousin around from house to house, and when I got out of the car and went to one of the houses, I got caught in the bushes and my skirt tore off, and so I had to cover the side of my leg because it was showing, and I wore a costume and I started crying.
Aww.
Such a traumatizing story.
I know.
I think we're getting the best stories in today.
Yeah. I think so, too. Well, thanks for tuning in.
No problem.
Bye.
Hi, thanks for calling. Can I ask who's calling in today?
Hi, I'm Mina. Can I please request Beethoven's Fifth Symphony?
Yeah, I got you. Remix. Yeah, I got you.
The rebels have now taken over control. It's time for the final countdown.
listening, and here's another caller with Mike.
Okay, I'm here with Amanda talking about the seasons, specifically fall, because that's what we're getting into. Are you enjoying this transition into fall weather?
Yes.
What do you like about it?
I like the smells and all the rain, and that I get to wear hoodies.
Okay. Is fall your favorite season?
No.
What is your favorite season?
Summer.
Okay, so you prefer hot weather?
Yes.
As opposed to cold weather. Is this too cold for you?
It's getting there.
Well, can you name one thing you love about fall?
Halloween.
Halloween. Alright. Well, if you like Halloween so much, can you remember a favorite costume or party or anything like that?
My favorite costume was probably when I was the Queen of Hearts in preschool, because my mom spent hours on it. And I love every Halloween party that I go to, just because there's so much fun, and you get to pretend to be somebody else for a day.
Sounds good. Well, thank you very much.
Hey guys, thanks for all the calls today. We loved hearing your experiences for the season. Now you will be on with Rudy and Bianca, so keep calling in and sharing your stories with DS 106 Radio.
So I'm here with Mary, and she's going to tell us a story about any story that she has for Halloween.
So, I babysit three little kids, and we always go to King's Dominion. They're 9 and the twins are 7, and we thought we were going to test out how well they did with scary stuff. So we took them through one of the mazes, and they got a little scared. And the youngest boy didn't want to go in, so we had to literally force the twins to 7. So Tommy, we had to, like, literally push him in, and he didn't want to go in there. And he was attached to my hip, and his sisters were with us, with me and their mom. And they're already crying, and the people are scaring them, and they kind of back down a little. And then one actor yelled, "Sacrifice the children," and we had to run out quickly. It was so bad. And that's my story.
Thank you for sharing your story.
Hey guys, this is Carolyn, and she's basically going to talk about, in general, what she likes about fall.
Hi guys. I really love fall. It's one of my favorite seasons. To start off, fall, I really love the trees, the changing colors, and I really love the weather. It's not too hot and not too cold. It's like a transition into winter. Another thing I really like about fall is there's always a lot of activities going on, like Halloween, for example, and a lot of my friends' birthdays fall in the fall. So it's a really busy season for me. I really love it, and I'm looking forward to Halloween this year, actually. I've always been at home passing out candy. But this year, I'm going to do a little different. I'm definitely going to party with all my friends, so it'll be fun.
So what do you plan on being for Halloween this year?
I plan on being Catwoman. I really love her outfit, and I'm a big fan of Catwoman, especially the way she looks. She looks super hot. Yeah.
Cool. Thank you, Carolyn.
No problem.
So I'm here with Dina, and she's going to tell us about some crazy stories she has for us.
Which one do you want to know about?
Any particular topic?
Anything about Halloween-related.
Halloween-related. Sophomore year in college, and I was in a sorority, and one of the fraternities was having a Halloween party. So, girlfriends and I, in our wing of the house, all got our costumes together. Four of them did a whole fireman thing, and then we did all a couple, and we went over, and they had a haunted putt-putt through their entire house. They set up 18 holes of putt-putt golf all throughout their house. And they haunted it. They had, so, like, on your way to the next hole, they had haunts. It was, like, a haunted
went through the entire house. And we got separated a couple times. One girl got carried off. I got picked up and carried to a different hall. And I didn't know which one I was at. There by myself, waiting for the rest of the girls to show up. Because they would come in at random times and just pick somebody up and run off. And then leave them at a different hall.
That's so weird.
What else were we doing? In the backyard, they had, like, a fall thing going. It was really weird, because it was haunted inside, but it was, like, fun fall outside. They had, like, bobbing for apples and apple cider. They had scarecrows out there, and they had a maze set out in the backyard with corn. They didn't haunt that one, though. They were just haunting the inside of the house. And we were just there until about 5 o'clock in the morning. Just going through the house, going through the maze. Yes, it was very creative. Yes. Thank you.
Hi guys, this is Bianca again, and now I'm going to be interviewing my other roommate, Marie. So Marie, what is your favorite thing about the fall season? It can be anything from the weather to the clothes, basically anything.
Probably my favorite thing is the color of the leaves. It's especially beautiful on the UMW campus. It's got those bright reds and bright oranges that I love.
Okay. And besides the color leaves and the trees and stuff, do you like the weather in general? Do you like being able to, now we're transitioning into scarves and boots and stuff. Do you like that about the season as well, or do you enjoy the hot summer weather?
I enjoy not having to be sweating every time I go out. It's nice to be able to wear my nice sweaters and long sleeve shirts that I've been keeping in storage for a while.
That's good. Okay, so kind of transitioning to another subject. My favorite thing about autumn is Halloween. I love that holiday. What has been your best Halloween experience thus so far in your life?
Probably, actually, back when I was younger, I went with my siblings, and they took me out around Halloween the entire night, and my parents didn't realize that we were going to be staying up till about 2 a.m., but... It was a good time. I was all dressed up as a Marie Antoinette in one of my mom's old dresses, and it was a lot of people really loved the costume, and it was a lot of fun.
Cool. I don't think I've ever seen a Marie Antoinette costume, so that's good. So besides that, what's been the craziest costume or the best costume that you've seen at Halloween?
Probably the funniest costume, more so the funniest costume that I've ever seen. It was kind of inappropriate, but... was a man who had a box on his head and two holes in the box and where his face was, and it said free monogram.
Oh my god!
That was probably the most creative one I've ever seen.
Definitely creative, creative. Okay, so what do you have planned for this Halloween?
For this Halloween, I plan to dress up as a skeleton and go over to University of Virginia and spend some time with some friends, hang out with them, help two of my friends do their costume makeup and everything because they've asked me to do that for them, and dress one of them up as a Smurf.
Well, sounds like fun. Thank you, Marie, for letting us interview you.
No problem.
Hey, guys, we have one last song for today. Do we have any callers to guess the tune?
Thank you.
thanks for calling in. Do you have any guesses?
Hi, yeah, I'm Juan. My guess is Thriller.
That is correct. Thanks for calling in.
Yay.
So I'm here with Dina, and she's going to tell us about some crazy stories she has for us.
Hey guys, this is Bianca. I'm going to be interviewing my roommate Karen, and she's going to just basically talk about her fall experience and her Halloween experience. So Karen, what is your favorite thing about the fall season in general?
Favorite thing about the fall season is you get to wear scarves and you get to be under fire. It's just the nicer weather. It's cuddle season. You know, my birthday falls around that time, and it's Thanksgiving, my two favorite holidays. And also, there's a lot of breaks.
Okay. So, besides the food and the weather changes and stuff, what do you like, I guess, in general? Do you enjoy the color of the leaves or anything like that? Or is it more generally just, I guess, just what you're able to do in the fall?
I just like the change in everything. Change is good. I always like changes in seasons. And you just get that fall feel, you know, like every season you get the certain feel. It's just like, oh, it's fall, with the changing of colors of the leaves, and you bring out all your fall clothes and the scarves and the boots come out, and it's just like, ooh, I get to look cute.
Okay. So besides fall, in fall, one of my favorite things is Halloween. So what has been one of your best Halloween experiences so far?
I would have to say, I don't know, because I usually don't really do anything special for Halloween. I mean, at school, usually I go to, like, Halloween parties and stuff like that, but nothing really points out to me of stuff I've done.
Okay, well, let's talk about this. What's been one of the craziest things or the craziest costumes that you've seen at Halloween, or the best costumes that you've seen during Halloween?
I think the craziest costumes, I think someone looked like a stripper. I think this was at, like, one of the Houston's parties for Halloween, freshman year, back in the day when they had those type of parties. And these two girls came in basically lingerie and a bunny outfit, or like bunny ears, I was like, oh wow, that's a lot for a suit. It's pretty bold.
Okay. And so basically for their costumes, they had on bunny ears and what else?
Lingerie.
Okay, what type of lingerie? Could you describe it in detail?
It was black and silky.
Like, was it like bra, panties, bustier, like...
I don't remember. I don't remember if it's a one-piece bustier or it's like... I think it's one piece, because I don't think they'd be bold enough to show their stomach like that.
Okay, so one-piece bustier. Okay, so what has been a couple of the costumes that you have worn at Halloween?
Well, I've been a maid, and I've been a sailor, and last year I was a flight attendant. Well, a captain, but...
Okay. Okay, and for this year, what do you plan on doing for this Halloween? Do you plan on going out again to college parties, or are you just going to chill and stay in?
Well, for Halloween, I'm not really dressing for Halloween, but I'm going to my boyfriend's homecoming at North Carolina A&T, so that should be fun. It's down, probably going next weekend, and basically just going there to watch sporting events, and also to go to their many parties.
Okay, well, that sounds like
fun. Thank you for letting us interview you, and hopefully...
That ends the show for today. Thanks for listening to our edition of Senioritis 106 on DS 106 Radio.